This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show. We got Matt Walsh with the Daily Wire about a half hour from now, talking about his movie What Is a Woman. He goes around interviewing these psychos, and it is I would recommend it. But you're gonna want to hear what Matt has to say about a half hour from now. Before we get to your emails, I have to get to this icky Dallas drag event thing. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Before I get to that, we have to do something. We do it from time to time on the show. Actually, we do it every single Monday. It's called Medal of Honor Monday. What is it? Well, it's nothing special. We simply take a Medal of Honor citation and we read it. That's it. They're all free. I don't have some special access to them just because I'm a huge radio star. Shut up. All right, it's all free. You can go read everyone that's ever been printed right now online. That's it. You can do it with your children. If you're a teacher, pastor, do it with people who you teach. Honor brave deeds. Honor brave men, right? We have a culture that is rotted and disgusting. I'm about to get to the drag stuff. We have a culture that is rotted and disgusting. It's rotted and disgusting because we celebrate what is bad and we don't talk about what is good. If these men and their deeds aren't remembered and honored, society will continue to lose its freaking mind. So we choose to honor them on this show.
Ready? Aim.
Honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
This is a citation from Mr. Johnny Lee Canley, United States Marine Corps, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty in action against the enemy while serving as Company Gunnery Sergeant, Company A, 1st Battalion, 1st Marines, 1st Marine Division from the 31st of January to the 6th of February 1968 in the Republic of Vietnam. Company A fought off multiple vicious attacks as it rapidly moved along the highway towards Way City to relieve friendly forces that were surrounded by enemy forces. Despite being wounded in these engagements, Gunnery Sergeant Canley repeatedly rushed across fire-swept terrain to carry his wounded Marines to safety. After his commanding officer was severely wounded, Gunnery Sergeant Canley took command and led the company into Way City. At Way City, caught in a deadly crossfire from enemy machine gun positions, he set up a base of fire and maneuvered with a platoon in a flanking attack that eliminated several enemy positions. retaining command of the company for 3 days. He led attacks against multiple enemy fortified positions while routinely braving enemy fire to carry wounded Marines to safety. On the 4th of February, he led a group of Marines into an enemy-occupied building in Wei City. He moved into the open to draw fire, located the enemy, eliminated the threat, and expanded the company's hold on the building room by room. Gunnery Sergeant Canley then gained position above the enemy strong point and dropped in a large satchel charge that forced the enemy to withdraw. On the 6th of February, during a fierce firefight at a hospital compound, Gunnery Sergeant Canley twice scaled a wall in full view of the enemy to carry wounded Marines to safety. By his undaunted courage, selfless sacrifice, and unwavering devotion to duty, Gunnery Sergeant Canley reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the Marine Corps in the United States Naval Service. He passed away last month. God rest his soul. And that leads me to something else. Yes, I know it's the 78th anniversary of D-Day. We'll talk about that in just a little bit on the show. Just give me a little bit. But I'm not going to go into the details of all of it. I don't have permission from the families and whatnot. It doesn't matter. But one of the Marines I fought with in Iraq, one of the finest, if not the finest warrior I've ever known. If I had to pick one guy to go into combat with him, it would be him. It would be that guy. There's no question about it. That's the one you'd want. If you were sending your son to go, that's the one you'd want to send him with. He just died. He just died. He's my age. I'm not going to go into the details. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's gone. But in his honor, I felt like it'd be appropriate. And in Gunnery Sergeant, in the Gunnery Sergeant's honor, I thought it'd be appropriate to play Taps. Rest in peace, warriors. Let's get to some emails before I get to this drag nastiness, huh? Dear Shogun Pink Flower III, I wrote one of the first emails you read back in October about my brother not wanting me to be around his newborn son because I didn't have the vaccine. I remember this email. It has been 8 months with more or less zero contact between two of us until this past weekend. After talking for a while, he apologized for what he did and said he was wrong. We are both hard-headed and hate to admit when we are wrong, so I had some grace and accepted his apology and let it be water under the bridge. I get to go in a few weeks to celebrate my nephew's first birthday with our families. With all that bad stuff the past few weeks, I just wanted to share some good news and maybe give some hope to others that their families may come around. Says if you read this, I can say his name if I read it, and his name is Jake. He says, P.S. I can't wait to watch the simulcast so I can see once and for all if Chris is really just a figment of your imagination. Yes, remember, you can watch me do the radio show now. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up. It's $100 for the year. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. If you've ever wanted to watch me do radio, well, now you can. Apparently, a lot of you are doing this, too. What's wrong with you? Is it the hand motions, Chris? By the way, where are my drumsticks? For when we play Phil Collins and I have to air guitar. I need the proper tools, Chris, or I can't do the job, right? I need the proper tools. Like the VAR, baby. Let it eat. Hi, Jesse. Overall, your show has a lot of good information, but your rude treatment of Chris is not acceptable. I would listen more often if you treated your staff more respectfully. Well, Chris, do you feel like you've been unfairly treated? Oh, you do? That's too bad. Michael, you too? You guys, look, lady, I can't say her name. She didn't tell me I could say her name. Chris is so lucky to be around me every day. Think about what an honor it must be for Chris to show up and work with me every single day. It wouldn't matter if we had him mopping up the floors in the bathroom in this place. He would still be honored just to be in my presence and be around my aura. I think I have an aura, Chris. I'm pretty sure I have an aura. And as your hero and mentor, I feel like I've given Chris, well, the world. I mean, the opportunity to hang out with me. Who wouldn't want to hang out with me? So, apology not coming. You suck, Chris. Hey, Chris, if you don't like the treatment around here.
Buenas tardes.
You can buenas tardes. That means leave. Dear Oracle, my wife and I are expecting twins this fall. We have to see a specialist due to the higher risk of the nature of the pregnancy. One of the first questions they asked was if we were vaccinated. We were shamed by the nurse and doctors, told repeatedly how safe and effective and it's zero risk for pregnant women. After hearing your interview last night, I am so thankful we never got the shots. We're both in our mid-20s and in relative good health. Listen, I obviously have to tell you what's on the show and cool stuff we're doing. Rarely do I tell you, you have to go listen. If you missed my interview that I did last hour, well, I replayed it last hour with Dr. Naomi Wolf, go download the podcast and listen to that interview. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, the podcast is in all these places. She's about, it's probably going to be, I would guess, 20 minutes or so into the podcast as you download it. It's 12 minutes long. It's not my opinion. It's not her opinion. Pfizer was forced to release documents. These are Pfizer's documents. I cannot stress this enough. These are not mine. Chris didn't come up with them. Dr. Naomi Wolf didn't come up with them. These are Pfizer's documents. Pfizer wanted to keep them secret. They were forced by a judge to release them. What's in them is, I mean, heartbreaking, infuriating. Pick your word. You want to go listen to that interview, all right? Go now. All right, we're going to get to some more emails. And this, I've been avoiding the icky drag thing in Dallas. I guess I better address it. Hang on. I've got an animal
inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Again, we got Matt Walsh coming up about 10 minutes from now. Chris, I guess I need cowbell too if we're going to be playing that song. How great would that be to just have all these instruments? Have all these instruments I can't even play back here and just be shredding? Yes, Chris, it would be great. You don't cut the mic. That's wrong. You've done that before. You can't do that anymore. That's wrong. All right. Yeah. Let's deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't even want to talk about this. It's disgusting. I had to talk to my TV guys. I had a conversation with my TV guys today. Because remember, I do a TV show every single night on the first TV, 9 p.m. Eastern. I do a TV show. And we were putting together some stuff for the show tonight. And this drag event in Dallas comes up over the weekend. There was this Drag Your Kids to Pride. That's what the event was called. It was just gross. And a bunch of guys on the right showed up and started recording everything on it. So there's a bunch of video online if you want to see. I can't imagine you would want to see, but there's a bunch of video online about it. And I had this talk with my staff, and we're just going over what we want to do, what we don't want to do on the show. And I told them, man, I don't think I want to show this stuff. And don't get me wrong, there's no nudity, but I mean, there's some, a dude not wearing very much. See, I'm grossing myself out already. There's a dude not wearing very much, but, you know, lots of makeup and stuff, dancing around provocatively in, like, boots and high heels. There's a lot of it. It's gross. It's gross to describe. It's gross to watch. I don't want to watch it. It makes me sick. And the talk with the staff was, how much do we show? Do we show any? Do we show a lot? I mean, remember, I'm a bad person, yes, but I do a family radio show. You can always listen with your children, always. You can leave it on and leave the room, and you won't come back, and I'll be talking about disgusting things. It's just, I won't do it. I know you listen with your kids. That means the world to me. I do a family show. Same thing applies to TV. Families sit down with their, after dinner at night, and they sit down and they watch the show. How much of that do I show? I want you to see I want you to hear about it. How much, though? How much is too much? I want you to get it. I want you to get what's going on. I don't want you to lose your lunch or be turned off, right? So how much of this do you talk about? So no, I don't want to talk about this. I feel like we have to talk about this because I don't understand, or I don't think people understand where we're heading right now. Institutionalized insanity. Institutionalized insanity. There's a final step to what's going on I don't think you see coming, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. Before we get there, how do we get to a place as a country where, I mean, all morality and things like that aside, I mean, I'm the last one in the world to lecture anyone about morality, but everything else aside, how do we get to a place in a country where you feel like you can have a child drag event and you're not worried about the repercussions? I mean, shouldn't a gigantic amount of social shame fall on any bar that would host such an event? I mean, we're talking gigantic amounts of social shame. We're talking, hey, I got to move to the mountains and change my name type of social shame, right? Shouldn't that automatically come with hosting an event with men scantily clad dancing in front of women? I'm not even going to say on the radio what the sign at the back of the event said. They had a sign at the back of the event. It said something really perverted and wrong, and I'm not even going to tell you what it said, but it's really freaking bad. It's okay, so you're the bar. You host it. Wouldn't a healthy society have run that bar out of business by today? Shame for the owner, shame for the managers. Shouldn't they be boarding up the doors? But they're not. All right, set the bar aside. Set the bar aside, because that's not even close to the worst part of this whole thing. The performers themselves, I guess we'll call it that. I'm not going to go into all the psychology of what would make a man want to do that, because I don't have any idea. I'm not a psychologist. I'm an uneducated idiot. So I'm not going to go into what psychologically must bring you to a place where that's what you do for a living. Let's set all that aside. Let's say you are a drag queen. Chris, let's say you're a drag queen. That'll be easier for everyone to picture. Chris is a drag queen. Even if that was your thing, if you got to try to act like a woman, which means you're going to put on the high heels and mascara and you're going to be annoying when you try to watch sports, you're going to act like a woman. Why in front of kids? Again, even if it's your thing, obviously it's not my thing, but even if it's your thing, hey, you do you. Why for kids? Someone got on the phone and said, hey, Trina, we want you to come down and dance in front of Aiden and Jaden and Braden. And Trina said, oh, I'll do it, boss. Why in front of kids? Which brings me to my next point. And I'm going to ask Matt Walsh about this next in about 2 minutes. I have Matt Walsh coming on. He's the one that put out that great movie, What is a Woman? Forgetting the bar, forgetting the drag queens, the parents. You see, if you have a strong stomach and you want to go look at that video and you want to go see all the internet video out there of the event, the drag event in the bar, the children were not being dragged there by one of the psychopathic teachers we've played for you on the show. They weren't being dragged there by a Democrat politician, a media personality, a Hollywood star. Those kids were being taken to that event on purpose by their parents. Mom and dad weren't hiding in the corner, covering up their kids' eyes as you would do on the way by on the sidewalk, picking up little Johnny and covering up his eyes and running by so he wouldn't even see it. No, no. They found out about the event. They went down and waited in line so they could take their children inside of that place and have their children dancing with the performers. Oh, I saw the video. I saw it. Don't worry. I'm not going to play it. I saw it. Why the parents? What's wrong with this country? I mean, we can point to Joe Biden all day long, or this state senator, or this congressman, or this idiot, or this loser, or whatnot. Parents? Man, I'm a parent. I'm not even a good person, but the last thing in the world I want is to put any of the various things that are wrong with me, and believe me, there are plenty, I'm scared to death my sons will pick those up. Isn't that normal parenting? I want them to be so much better than me, so much better than how I turned out. What kind of a parent is a sick freak and wants to put that on their children? What are we dealing with here? Evil? I'll ask Matt Walsh about it.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. The best thing
it is the Jesse Kelly Show, and joining me now, I was going to give Matt a bunch of crap for picking such a sorry song, but it's so appropriate for his movie that I guess it actually works. Matt Walsh joins me now. The new film, What is a Woman? I've been playing you clips of it for a week now on my show. The whole thing's available at dailywire.com. He has a book out called, well, coming out, What is a Woman? That's coming out June 14th. Matt, I know you've heard this 1,000 times. I've played it 1,000 times on my show, but I'm going to play you just a little clip of this from your movie because I have a genuine question about this human being and her mentality. I want to know, are these people evil? Are they psycho? Here it is.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No, your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality, in truth. Okay.
Whose truth are we talking about?
The same truth that says we're sitting in this room right now, you and I.
No, you're not listening.
If I see a chicken laying egg.
Okay, Matt, you've heard it. You sat in front of that person. Is that person insane? Evil? Extremely misguided? What are we dealing with?
I think I'd take option B there with evil. I mean, insane is to bail. I think it's kind of to let him off the hook a little bit. And this is, after all, we were talking to there was Dr. Michelle Forcier. So she's a doctor, and she went through medical school. And that's what makes this so insidious, is that she has to have, you know, pretty good grasp on physical reality in order to just get through medical school and understand how to do any of this. And she also has to understand that, like, we have a shared reality. There's one truth and all that. Because you can't really do medicine unless you do. Yeah, when I'm talking to her, she's going off on, well, we all have our own truth. Who's truthy? You know, so I think to a large extent, these people do know better. They know that at least some of what they're saying is nonsensical, but they're ideologues. I mean, they're beholden to this ideology. And also, they're making a lot of money. I mean, there's a lot of money to be made on gender confusion, especially among kids. And so I think that we can't, it would be hard to overstate the profit motive that goes into some of this too.
Matt, you bring up profit motive, and I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by that. Why is it profitable all of a sudden? It's such a tiny percentage of the population, right? How can a doctor or whoever make so much money mutilating kids?
Well, you have to keep in mind how much is involved. Like, in order to create a false identity for someone and then to, quote, affirm it and maintain them in that identity, there's just a lot of work that goes into it. And, you know, and it begins at a young age with kids, and they put them in the gender affirming therapy. And so there's money involved in that. And then you start with the drugs, and that's money. And then you go to surgery, and then you continue with the therapy because it's constantly, you know, affirming in this false identity. So it's just an expensive proposition. You have to think to yourself, like, if you have a boy who's 6 years old and is confused about his gender, and you just explain to him, oh, no, you're a boy, and that's wonderful, and that's okay, and then he gets over it and moves on, well, there's no money in that. But if you tell him, oh, no, you actually are a girl, now that child to the industry is worth millions of dollars long term.
Okay, now this is what confuses me. Again, we're speaking with Matt Walsh, his film, which you really should watch, What is a Woman? It's available on dailywire.com. You mentioned the six-year-old boy. Obviously, it was in the news. I'm sure you saw every part of it. I think I've retweeted you about it, about the drag show in Dallas over the weekend. Well, Matt, that wasn't a psychologist in there with those kids, or a doctor in there with those kids, or even a professor in there with those kids. That was a parent in there with those kids. Mom and dad aren't making any money if little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden want to go have their penis cut off by a doctor. Why would you do that to your kids? What are we dealing with here?
Well, that certainly is just pure evil. I mean, that's for those parents, they see their children as accessories, as fashion statements, as opportunities to show off to their friends and to the world. You know, it's a way of earning sort of social credit because you have a gender nonconforming kid or whatever nonsense. I think that's almost 100% the case with parents of, you know, that's young kids who allegedly are quote unquote trans. Now, it can be different if you've got like a 14-year-old girl who comes home from school one day and tells her parents, hey, I'm really a boy. There are plenty of parents who find themselves in that position through no fault of their own and are just blindsided by it. And then they try to go seek help. They try to go to the institutions to look for help. They go to therapy, counseling. And what they don't realize a lot of the time is that, those institutions are all in on it. And so they're going to turn your child against you. And that certainly happens to parents of older kids. But with the younger kids, no, that's the parents, encouraging that, shall we say.
Matt, there was a lot to this movie. At one point in time, you found yourself in Africa. God, that had to be a story. Can you explain just a little bit of what I watched or what the audience is going to see of you in Africa? I thought it was great.
Yeah, the idea behind going to Africa is that, well, number one, it's just really funny. And, you know, it's a good way to troll the libs. Just go to Africa. And you're going to have people saying things that, like, no one here is allowed to say. And also the left, they don't know what to do with it, because if they criticize it, then they're racist, right? So that's kind of funny. But more to the point, it was like, let's go somewhere outside of the modern Western liberal bubble and talk to them about these issues and see what their perspective is. And then what we quickly found, of course, is that this is all foreign to them. They have no idea. They don't even have the words for it. But I was put in the interesting position of having to explain to them these ideas. Like, all of a sudden, I'm the one, as far as they were concerned, I'm a proponent of the ideas, because we never really, told them exactly what my own personal views were, because we wanted to get an authentic reaction to them. But when you try to explain a set of ideas to somebody who has never heard of it before, that's a really good way of discovering whether or not those ideas make any sense at all. And what we discovered, of course, is that these ideas make no sense, because when you try to explain them to somebody who has no shared frame of reference, it's total nonsense.
Matt Walsh, the movie is What is a Woman? Go get it on dailywire.com. Matt, I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you, my brother. I love what you're doing. Keep doing it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
It's revealing. I played a little bit of it. I'm going to play you a bit more now. It is revealing. Now, listen, remember what he said. This woman is not just a dean at Brown. This woman is a doctor. This is not some wingnut they dragged out of the street corner with pink hair. This is a doctor. This stuff is institutionalized.
Male gametes. That's what makes me male.
No, your sperm don't make you male.
Then what does?
It's a constellation.
In reality. In truth. Okay.
Whose truth are we talking about?
The same truth that says we're sitting in this room right now, you and I.
No, you're not listening.
If I see a chicken laying eggs and I say that's a female chicken laying eggs, did I assign female or am I just observing a physical reality that's happening in the world?
Does a chicken have gender identity? Does a chicken cry? Well, does a chicken commit suicide? Let's frame it because you're trying to...
Chicken has sex like any biological organism.
A chicken has an assigned gender, but a chicken doesn't have a gender identity.
So we assign female to chickens when they lay eggs?
We assume they're female if they lay eggs.
Sending your child off to Brown so you can brag to your neighbor friends about it. Oh, little Aiden's at Brown. Be very, very careful where you send your children. All right. We still have a ton more. I have a bunch of emails. We have a great story about the Washington Post I'm going to get to next. Before we get to that, let's talk about you and what you did this weekend. It's just you and me talking. It's no pressure. It's you and me talking. Did you practice with your Mantis X this weekend? I did. I got up Saturday, made breakfast with the boys. We had a bunch going on that day. I had every excuse in the world, but I didn't have to drive down to the range to practice. Didn't have to spend any money on gas. Didn't have to fire a shot. I knew I owed you 10 minutes of practice with my weapon this weekend with my Mantis X system. So I went and got it. I put it on my Glock 19. I practiced in my living room. 10 minutes a weekend is all I'm asking you. But practice. The Mantis X system allows you to practice inside your home without firing a shot. It gives you feedback. It gives you drills. We have to be ready. Hopefully, honestly, hopefully we never need these skills. Do you want to find out the hard way that you did? Go to MantisX.com and sign up today. MantisX.com. Get one. You'll love it.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and before I get to this glorious stuff happening at the Washington Post, I'm going to get back to this drag stuff and whatnot because I promised you I was going to tell you where this is headed. People don't see it coming. I think before we do any of that, and I have more emails, we have great stuff coming, I have to do a couple things. One, you a history geek? You miss history? I've decided in an effort to make sure you get more history, because I like to tell more history, I'm just going to randomly start sprinkling this into shows. So tomorrow, Chris, do not let me forget. Michael, Chris is an idiot, so you don't let me forget either. Tomorrow, after the first hour, at the start of the second hour, tomorrow, I'm going to give you a history story. You ready? You ready for history? I've decided I'm just going to start mixing in wherever the heck I want to mix it in. Tomorrow, end of the first hour, I'm giving you a history show. So I had to get that out of the way. And before we get back to the drag stuff and emails and stuff, I thought maybe we should check in on Joe Biden and see how he's doing.
What you're seeing is President Biden is a serious drag on Democratic candidates nationwide, and it's driven by his approval rating on a range of issues. He is badly underwater on all of the top issues, including the big ones, inflation, gas prices. He has less than 30% approval rating on the issues that we're told by voters are dominating their state of mind. Even on issues like gun violence, abortion rights, issues that he is elevating into the conversation in recent weeks, he is still significantly underwater. The only issue that we see him above water on, 56% approval rating on his handling of COVID-19. The problem for Democrats and Biden is that that happens to be the issue that voters are telling us is the least likely to be animating their vote this fall.
Uh-oh. Here we go, Joe. That's what's coming in November. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly. All right. I have to tell you about something real quick before I get into the drag stuff and where society's heading. And then I am going to get to Washington Post and emails and lots of good stuff. But I have to tell you about something. I got it this weekend. Hero, you know, I tell you about the Hero gun a lot. They have a new product out, and I'll be frank with you. I don't know how to say it. I just ordered it because I love my Hero gun. They have a product out. I believe it's called Aero. It's like A-I-I-R-O. I think that's it. Aero. Yeah. We finally got ours this weekend. Daggone, this is the coolest freaking thing. Pick up a TV remote. It's about the size and shape of a small TV remote, right? You have that pictured in your head? Just a small TV remote? It has a lock on it, so don't worry. You're not going to reach in your purse or your pocket and set this thing off, but it's just this perfect size, perfectly handheld. You unlock it, slide it back, and you have three buttons staring at your right, just the way you aim your remote at the TV. One button sets off this piercing siren noise. It is brutally loud. The other two buttons, they are the barrels. They shoot out this gel, this brutal pepper spray gel, just like the Hero gun does. It is so portable. The wife is taking it on a road trip with her actually tomorrow. It's so portable, so handy. You could keep it anywhere and should. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. Get one for yourself and your loved ones. State restrictions may apply. All right. Again, I'm going to try to move off this. I'm going to try to do no more of this disgusting filth in the last hour, but it's so everywhere right now. It's pervasive, right? I mean, how do I avoid talking about all this LGBTQ Air Force stuff all day long? It's in the freaking Oreo commercials.
You're too beautiful to hide.
I'll march with you.
The world to be exactly who you are. The world needs more of that.
Thank you for being here.
I wish you love, peace, and light.
You are loved.
You are loved. In case you're wondering what that was Oreo's new gay commercial. Let me ask you just real quick. You going to buy some more Oreos? Look, I love Oreos more than you love Oreos. However much you think you love Oreos, trust me, I love them more. I would take them and I would dip them in the glass of milk until they were just ready to break off in my hand. And then I'd take them out and I'd put them in my mouth. But my mom and dad would only ever let me have 5 or 6. And I was always bitter about that. But we don't have to go into it right now. I love Oreos as much as you do. I haven't bought them in a long time because of this stuff. Are you? You still buying them? You still ordering Pizza Hut? Oh, in case you're wondering, Pizza Hut is promoting a book title. Very good book. Good book. It's for kids. It's called Big Wig. What's it about? Oh, it's about a young boy who decides to go drag and transgender. That's the book Pizza Hut's promoting. Is there no other place you can get a pizza? Does it have to be Pizza Hut? Are we going to start being more purposeful with where we spend and don't spend our money? And when I get to my point here in a second, I think maybe if you didn't agree with me before, I think you will agree with me now. Sorry, I'm a little bit distracted. I'm looking at a television commercial where some lady has a huge contraption attached to both nostrils, and it looks like it's pouring water or pushing water out of there. What is that? What is that, Chris? It's a Medi pot? Neti with an N as in November? Why are you pouring things in your nose, Chris? Do you have a cocaine problem? That doesn't work. You're going to drown yourself. It does work? Neti pots work? Can we do that on the air? Are we not allowed to? It's not pleasant? I don't imagine it would be pleasant to watch. Look, if we're doing a simulcast where people get to watch the radio show, we should at least get to do like neti pot stuff. Is it feel? That's got to feel miserable, though. Is it miserable? Chris, I feel like you're lying right now because we're going to shoot you with a Hero gun. Is that why you're doing this? You know what? Forget about it. I'm not doing this. I already don't trust. All right, back to what we were talking about before. In case you missed it, we just interviewed Matt Walsh. Before that, we were talking about the drag show insanity in Dallas. And there's a couple things we need to get from that. First and foremost, I can't play it for you now because it's the sound. We tried to figure out if it was good sound. It just doesn't come across well on radio. But at that event, because it's Dallas, Texas, there were people, counter-protesters on the right who showed up. And credit to them, they got the video. They're the reason we know. The reason I'm talking about it, the reason you now know about it, they showed up, put in the work, got the video, made a nuisance of themselves. But something else happened outside of that thing, and it was caught on video. In fact, Chris, make sure the guys get this up on the show's social media. The show has a Twitter page and an Instagram page. There's a video at that event. Don't worry. No drag stuff. But the video is of a gentleman, one of the counter protesters, someone who agrees with you and agrees with me. And he was yelling and walking, but walking away. And as this gentleman is walking away, what you'll see in the video, if you go check it out, is he's surrounded by this group of turbo freaks. Now, remember, the turbo freaks, yeah, of course, there's all the pink hair and the piercings and everything else. On top of all that, they're almost always masked. Isn't that odd how they always wear masks on their faces? Anyway, so he's walking down the sidewalk, and he's surrounded by a group of turbo freaks. And they're, of course, bumping him and antagonizing him and trying to get him into doing something physical, which will then, in their minds, give them the freedom to beat the daylights out of the guy. And, of course, they have all their pride flags, you know, and things like that out there. They got all the pride flags. But then, at the end of the video, you'll see it. At the end of the video, something happens. And it's something we better talk about. I'm going to talk about that next, and then I'm going to tell you where we're going as a society, and then emails. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.